NBA Australia. How you going? That's right, man. It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, February 26. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Junkie, Red Bull, The Brooklyn Game, and a bunch of other places. I'm here in Larryama Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know everything that's going on in the NBA, who's doing what, where they're doing it, how they're doing it, and of course, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball today? Yeah, you know that. We're out here repping Australia, talking NBA junk for your favorite daily NBA podcast, and today we're wrapping every single game from the weekend. That's right, man. There's also the usual dumbassery, yeah, Nas, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every single show here on NBA Australia, we check in on what every Australian NBA player is up to and just see how they're going. And it's Monday, all day. Oh, Jesus, I'll tell you that much. So we'll add to our Andrew Gaze All-Stars. We've got the Dickhead of the Week, and we'll finish up with a brand new Delhi review. That's right, Matty Dellavedova went to the movies, and he's going to tell you all about it. All right, let's get to it. Let's go! This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. That's right, man, because it is the Daily Whip Around. Right there, as we do every day, we're going to whip around the entirety of the NBA and see what's happening, see what happened over the weekend. That's what we're going to do. So let's do the damn thing. It was a massive, fun-ass NBA weekend. There's like lots of really fucking good little games scattered all the way throughout. It was tight as hell. But first off, thanks to my homie and, you know, NBA Australia's resident Dirk fan. Brother-in-law, Big Willy Billy Armour. It was awesome having a guest on the show. Hit us up if you want me to drag more people into the NBA Australia sphere. Because, hey, it's fun. You know, why the fuck not? Also, you know, if you get sick of my goddamn voice, it's always handy to have somebody else out there, right? That's right, too bloody right, I'll tell you. All right, let's do the game wrap, shall we? So, if you can remember, Friday was a long time ago now, but still some good games. Celtics beat the Pistons in the Bangers Bowl. 110-98, no problems. Blake, bit of a swoon at the moment. 17 points on 19 shots. Gross, 17-14-1. Celtics, no problems. Hawks lost to the Pacers, 116-93. Oosh, absolutely fucking gross. The Souvlaki King, though, Domantas Sabonis, 21-13. On you, Domantas. Son of Arvidas. Nice. Hornets beat the Wiz. Unbelievable. 122-105. The Hornets, out of nowhere, just out there shredding all of a sudden. They've won four straight. Jesus. But yeah, beating the Wiz, that was handy. Kemba had 24-7, 33-6-6 for Brad Beal, to no avail. Bucks beat the Raps in a massive playoff showdown, right? So 122-119. Giannis goes 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 6 assists. Well, DeMar DeRozan over there. He had 33-8-4 because, I mean, sure. But at the same time, Raps lose, man. Bucks just out there fucking punches chance in the middle of the Eastern Conference. I like it. I like this. The Wolves, they lose to the Rockets for their first game without Jimmy Butler. We'll talk about that later. The Rockets smash them 120-102. Clint Capella, 25-11. This was really fucking close, this game as well. And the Rockets are like, oh, wait, no. Fuck you guys. We got this. And I think it was the third quarter. Just put the fucking foot on the gas and away they go. Big Cat had 18-13. Didn't get there, though, for the Wolves. 112-89. The Cavs beat the Grizz. Oh, Jesus. LeBron, another triple-double. 18-14-11. Sure. The Heat, they lose in a heartbreak in the air to the Pelicans. 124-123. 19-16 for Whiteside. 30 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists for Goran the Flog Dragic. But the pterodactyl himself, the big brow, Anthony fucking Davis. Holy shit. 45 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks. What? That is outrageous.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I just don't know.
I just don't know either. That is unbelievable. We'll talk about that game later. Jesus Christ. Spurs lose to the Nugs in Denver, 122-119. The Joker, another triple-double for the big Serbian, 28-11-11. Holy crap, the Nugs just look good, man. I got a lot of time for the Nugs. Clippers, they beat the Suns 128-117 because the Suns are fucking horrible. Tobias Harris with 30. Anya, good job. Never nude, Tobias. The Blazers, they beat the Jazz 191, snapping the Jazz's 11-game win streak. Had to come to an end sometime, and the Blazers roll into Utah, as predicted here on NBA Australia last Friday by yours fucking truly, old dickhead over here, old red mate. 26 points for CJ McCollum, 24 for Dame. Jazz didn't quite have it there, though. Donovan fucking Mitchell with 21 on 20 shots. Couldn't get him over the hump. 6 of 25 from 3 for the Jazz. That'll do it. When you're not lighting them up from downtown, yeah, you might not beat the Blazers. So the Jazz, their glorious 11-game win streak where Jingling Joe Ingles averaged a fucking cool 17 points and over 50% from 3 and the floor comes to an end, which is a damn shame, as we'll get to later. The Mavs go into LA reeling with organizational chaos and lose. And as Rick Carlisle pointed out, he's never had a team that made 19 threes and still lost by 22 points. Oh, Jesus. That's how bad the Mavs were, man. They made all those threes and still fucking got their ass handed to them. Thanks to a triple-double from Julius Randle. That's his second of the year, fifth career triple-double, 18 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. But the big news here was that Lonzo Ball, the number 2 pick in the NBA draft, you might have heard of his dad. He had 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 turnovers in his return. That's a 10-game home winning streak for the Lakers as well. BT dubs. Holy shit. But yeah, Lonzo back, sat out the next game, but, you know, he looked fine. And this is good because it gives our better-than-Lonzo Ball actual context. Handy. Saturday, the Magic lose to the Sixers. Embiid has 28 and 14. Holy shit. Not bad. Grizz lose to the Heat. As we told you on Friday, put all your money on the Heat for this game, and they fucking killed him. 26-point win, 115-89. Heat had 6 dudes in double figures. The Grizz had, like, 2. Ouch. Celtics beat the Knicks in New York at the Mecca. The Knicks are the worst without the zinger. Kyrie put on a show for the MSG crowd. 31 points, 9 rebounds, 8 assists. And Trey fucking Burke. How's this moron? 26 points, back-to-back games. 8 assists as well. He wasn't in the fucking league like 2.5 weeks ago. Unbelievable. On you, Trey Burke. I don't know if this is a... I don't suspect this is a Chauncey Billups-esque, like, once you finally find the team that needs you, you excel. But it's a nice story regardless. It's just very nice, you know. And then the big game on Saturday. Holy shit. Thunder Warriors. Fuck yes. How good was this? The Warriors end up beating them by 32. But the Thunder were up by 3. With like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Then the Warriors are like, now we're going to curb stomp your fucking asses. A 31-7 run that blew the game fucking wide open. This was unbelievable. This is the Warriors at their fucking pomp. The coward Kevin Durant ends up with 28. Steph has 31. More importantly, Swaggy P! 16 points for Swagman. Holy shit. On the Thunder side, look, they were in this. They were right fucking there. And then it all just fell apart because no motherfucker could hit a shot. Russell Westbrook and Paul George combined to go 5 of 29. Yeah, not great. 2 of 14 from 3. Holy shit. When Carmelo Anthony's like the only one hitting any fucking shots, I think the Thunder are in trouble. What do you reckon? Oh, Jesus, right there. So there you go. Warriors finally get a win against the Thunder this year. The Thunder had won all their matchups to date. So, look, in Golden State, win by 32. Bit of a fucking, how you like that one? The fucking flex by the Warriors. Not bad. Bulls, they lose to the Wolves, 122-104. 21-6-7 for Zach LaVine. Fighting Bobby Portis, 15-4. But Big Cat, 22-13. Unbelievable. This is his 53rd double-double of the season. That's the most in the NBA. And since Karl Anthony Towns entered the league in 2015, how many do you reckon he's got? Is it the most in the NBA? Well, the second, it's the most. 167 double-doubles since he was basically drafted. That is unbelievable. Fucking great on you, Big Cat. Wolves smash it. Needed that win as well over the Bulls with Jimmy Butler out because, as we'll detail later, oh, Jesus, they got a fucking murderous row coming up. Blazers eke one out over the Suns, 106-104. As our man PDX Pete said, holy shit, Dame is a fucking animal. Dame has 40, drags the fucking Blazers to a win here. That they, you know, they were about to fucking lose, and then they didn't. Devin Booker had 39-8. Unreal. Good shit by Devin Booker, but Dame fucking Lillard, man. Just every time that you go, oh, I'm not going to pay attention to Dame Lillard for just a second, then he goes like, all right, you know what? Fuck you. Basically, the last 2 points he scored were this left-handed layup, 9/10 of a second of play, and they win. So, unbelievable, man. Portland went out 15 in this, in the fourth quarter with like 7 minutes to play, and Dame's just like, nah, we're not fucking losing, dickheads. Bang! Off he goes. 40 points, 13-27. Absolute fucking animal. Really fucking good. That's the Suns' 9th straight loss, and the Blazers just holding in tough there in the West. Pretty good, man. Fucking love watching Portland. They're 5th at the moment. Just one game up on the morass just behind them. So, nice one. Mavs lose to the Jazz. Jazz get the ship righted after the 11-game win streak is busted. Huge Donovan Mitchell game. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Holy shit. No problems. Dallas have now lost 6 of their 7. Take it up! Lakers, they beat the Kings 113-108. And yeah, we told you on Friday, Lonzo was going to sit this one out. I've got to rest my knee. And it was definitely to duck De'Aaron Fox. Just saying. Season high 34 for the notorious KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. 13-6 for De'Aaron Fox. Nice one. Lonzo Ball doing the old Kevin Durant and cowarding out. What do you reckon?
Oh, Jesus.
Sunday, finally, Pistons at Hornets. Gross. Our man Drabs in Charlotte, he was there. He's like, ah, fuck this. Hornets were smashing them. It was like 78 points to like none. It's like, I'm fucking out of here. Yeah, what are you going to do? Pelicans beat the Bucks in OT. Two very interesting playoff teams. Anthony Davis backs up his huge game with another one. Fucking 27 points, 13 rebounds, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. 36 points for Jrue Holiday. 25 for Chris Middleton. 20 each for Giannis and Bledsoe for the Bucks there. 18-24 minutes for Jabari Parker, who's looking pretty damn good. Well, that's pretty nice. And with that Pels win, the Pelicans are now 6th in the West, and the Thunder, who were basically, in before the weekend started, angling for the fucking 3 seed, are now 7th. I love the West. That's awesome. The Spurs beat the Cavs. That was a fucking heartbreaker for Cavs fans. Their second straight home loss with this new lineup. And now, apparently, remember, if you remember correctly, the Cavs won 2 straight after that all those new dudes came in. And everything was rosy. It's like, ah, LeBron's LeBron again. It's going to be fine. Look at him. Just look at him go. This is great. Now they've lost 2. It's like, they're fucked. The sky is falling. Will the Cavs ever win again? Oh, my fucking God, man. They played the Spurs and Washington, 2 good teams. And they beat 2 good teams before the break. How about we all just fucking chill? They're going to, like, iron their shit out. That's how it goes. Danny Green was on fire in this one as well. So, Patty Mills gets the start. Dejounte Murray. Danny Green sits. Was dealing with, like, a random sort of bout of food poisoning. Finally came on and shat everywhere for 22 points and 11 shots. Holy shit. LaMarcus Aldridge at 27. LeBron had 33 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists, and 6 turnovers. But Jesus Christ, man. LeBron goes 14 of 25 from the field. The other 4 starters on the Cavs, 5 of 28. So LeBron has 33 points. The other 4 starters combined had 14 points. So when we go, oh, the Cavs, they suck. It's like, I don't know. The fucking other starters just need to hit some fucking shots. Jesus Christ. Anyway, not great for the Cavs. Not great. They'll figure this out. They just need a little bit more time, I think. It's still electrifying, though, when Jordan Clarkson comes on and just starts hitting shots, and LeBron's like, oh my God, who is this guy? This is great. Sixers lose to the Wiz. Heartbreaker here. Big Simmons and Embiid against Washington. No good, man. Beal has 24. Otto, I like to get blunt too. Porter has 23. This is the first time the Sixers have lost since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. That was 7 straight, man. Unbelievable. And the Wiz, 9-3 in their last 12 games. Oh, we will talk about that in a second. Holy shit. Yeah, a bit of a letdown game for the Sixers. Had been rolling. Wiz, they lose a fucking game on Friday against fucking just the Hornets at home by 17 and then come out and beat Philly. I fucking hate this Washington team. They're just like, you can't gamble on them ever. You can't predict any of their fucking games because, like, someone might show up or someone might not. Gortat might be fucking wanting to punch every cunt in the head. Like, it's just how it goes. It's fucking dumb, mate. Wiz, get your shit sorted. And then the final game of the night, Rockets eke it out over the Nugs, 119-114. As predicted last Friday, this is a close-as one. Awesome way to finish the week. The Rockets just about ran out of legs in the fourth, but held on just enough. 21-14-8 for the Joker, following up his triple-double on Friday. Jammin' Jamal Murray. He's good, 19-5, but Jimmy Harden, fast Jimmy Harden, 27 points in the first half, ends up with 41-8-7, 23-5-6 for CP3. Rockets keep up the best record in the NBA. Not bloody bad. So let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Weekend.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
Nah, what do you reckon? Anthony Davis, the brow. Are you fucking kidding me? In their 1-point win over the Heat, Anthony Davis with his giant fucking stupid monobrow. 45 points. Count them, Dano. 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals and 5 fucking blocks. Unbelievable stat line. That is literally the first time that anyone has ever had that stat line in the NBA in NBA history since they started recording steals and blocks. The first time. No one has ever done 45, 17, 5, 5 and 2. Unbelievable. Thing is, he then backs it up in an overtime win over the Bucks. 27, 13, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Unbelievable, Anthony Davis. That's a fucking knife and a half, mate. Holy shit, just think about that. 45 points, 17 rebounds, 5 steals, and 5 blocks. Literally, you even knock it down to 45 points, 15 rebounds, 5 steals, 5 blocks, and no one's done it before. Anthony Davis, a man alone. Do you reckon he's in the MVP race? Holy shit, it's right there. All right, let's get to Old Mate No Mates.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no
mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Oh my God, that is my favorite drop. Unreal. Old mate, no mates. Who's got no mates today after the weekend? Oh, gee, do you reckon it's fucking Paul George? Against the Warriors in only one of the, you know, the bigger games of the year. It's a big Saturday night ABC game. Paul George comes out and shoots the bed. 1 of 15 shooting. 1 of 9 from 3. He got blocked like 3 different times. He got like fucking swallowed up by Klay Thompson on like 3 different possessions where Paul George couldn't just like, he either got blocked or got off a horrible fucking like air ball on 3 different times. This is so fucking bad. He goes, ends up with 5 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists in this entire game. Paul George, mate, 1 of 15, 1 of 9. What the fuck happened? Did you get roofied at All-Star? Holy shit. There you go, Paul George. You are old mate, no mate for the weekend. Let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody now that he's back. Yeah, this is your daily look into who is better than Lonzo Ball on the weekend. Well, every day, basically. Hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball. Oh, shit. Was it a fucking huge Donovan fucking Mitchell game? You better believe it. In a win over the Mavs, the Jazz finally, you know, they have their 11-game winning streak broken by the Blazers on Friday. They bounce back with a win over the Mavs. Donovan fucking Mitchell, 25 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals, and 2 turnovers. But that's not all. Because Donovan Mitchell also hooked a homie kid up with fucking 2 tickets after a Twitter DM so the little motherfucker could ask a girl out in his chemistry class, and Donovan Mitchell's like, I got you, man. What a fucking legend! How good is that? Some dude just randomly goes, hey, man, I'm a DM like Donovan Mitchell. I'm like, yo, I'm a fucking huge Utah fan. Congrats on winning the Dunk Cup. I think you're fucking radical. Hey, if you ever get a chance, it'd be amazing. I'm going to ask this girl out in a chemistry class, can you hook me up with 2 tickets to like one of the games? And he's like, yeah, I'll do that. You are a fucking superstar, Donovan Mitchell. Do you reckon Lonzo Ball would do that? Fuck no. Anyway, Lonzo came back on the weekend, as mentioned, 9 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 turnovers, goes 3 of 8 from the field, all 3 of which with 3 pointers. He goes 3 of 6 from old downtown there in the 22-point win over the Mavs on Friday. Not bad. Sat out the next game against the Kings on Saturday. Of course, he was always going to. But as I say, he was ducking De'Aaron Fox. What are you going to do? All right. Who was the dickhead of the weekend?
Dickhead of the week.
end. It's got to be Zaza, right? Zaza, you clumsy fuck. You fucking giant Georgian doofus. Rusty goes down, and Zaza's like, oh no, Zaza is also falling onto the Rusty. And like, just fucking all 7'2" and 300 pounds of this fucking Georgian dipshit falls on top of Rusty. This fucking just like, I mean, sure, Rusty's just a ball of fast twitch muscle at this point, but god damn it, Zaza. I like that everyone's like, the Golden State Warriors fans like, oh, physics, he was just like, his center of gravity had changed, so he was falling. Also, Nick Young's leg, like, caught him behind the knee and, like, tripped him over. Watch the footage. He just fucking goes, oh, Rusty has fallen down. Must crush Rusty. You fucking dipshit, Zaza. Get your fucking shit together. And anytime that, like, your teammate's like, yeah, he's clumsy. It's like, yeah, that's not clumsy. That's being a fucking shithead. All right, let's get to Yeah Nas right after these bloody words.
Oi, 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 it's old mate Dally over here. That's right, Matty Dellavedova. And you're listening to NBA Straya.
Oh, yeah, you are. And it's time for Yeah Nas. NBA Straya. Yeah Nas. We take three NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. So let's do it. Fucking Zaza, I'm still getting over that. What a fucking dipshit. Anyway, number one, will the Kings win another game all year? Yeah, nah. Yeah, they will. They've been surprisingly competitive, even though they've shut everybody like of half note down. They've lost three straight, but they're tanking in like perfect fashion. Like, they lose by 9 to the Rockets, competitive. Lose by 3 to the Thunder, competitive. Lose by 5 to the Lakers, competitive. They played the Wolves tonight. Oh man, this is classic. Literally the only teams that they've beaten in their last like 12 games are the Mavericks and the Bulls. Two other teams that are tanking. Sacramento, you got to sort out your tanking and just like make sure you fucking lose it completely properly. So for their, the crazy part is like their depth chart is now just like, yeah, I mean, we're not gonna like play anyone good anymore. We're either gonna play Buddy Hield or Vince Carter. We're gonna play some Zach Randolph, and your motherfucker's gonna have to deal with that. Thing is, Bogdan Bogdanovic might be just too good that he just like wins a couple of games for them himself. Jesus, Bogdan, I love him. Nice one. Number two, will the Wolves end up a top four seed in the West without Jimmy Butler? Yeah, nah. Nah. I don't think they can hold on without Jimmy Butler. So, look, Jimmy Butler, he's got like a bung MCL, which is a pain in the ass. He sits out the All-Star break. He's practicing. It's like, oh, no, this is still fucking sore, dudes. I don't know what to tell you. And they go, well, how about we look at it? And he's like, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no problems, mate. Turns out, torn MCL. Thing is, 4 to 6 weeks rest, you're okay. He's hoping to be back for the playoffs. That's fine. Thing is, Wolves currently in fourth spot, 37-26. They're basically tied with the Spurs. They're like points back on a percentage just because like the Spurs have played less games. But I just don't think they can hold on there. So after this game against the Kings tonight, the Wolves play in their next 8 games. All, well, either playoff teams or potential playoff teams. They play the Blazers. They play at Blazers, at Utah, home for Boston, home for Golden State, at Washington, at San Antonio, home for Houston, and then home versus the Clippers. Holy fucking shit, Timberwolves. Meanwhile, Portland, the Pelicans and Oklahoma City and Denver are all basically what? Either 3 or 4 games back in the win column. Minnesota could feasibly, without Jimmy Butler, go what? 2-6, 1-7, 4-4 max in that fucking run without Jimmy Butler. So there's a door that's just been kicked wide fucking open for one of those other teams. Cough, Thunder, cough. To like eke their way up into like either 3 or 4. And especially with Kawhi out for the fucking Spurs, man. Those 3 and 4 spots in the West are just like wide open. That's crazy. All right, speaking of which, standings, is this number 3? Yeah, nah. Is this the greatest tankathon ever? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it's got to be, right? There are 6 teams on 18 wins at the moment in the NBA. This is the longest part the latest part of the season where there has been this many teams on the least amount of wins ever in NBA history. So this is incredible. You've got six teams on 18 wins. You've got Phoenix, Dallas, Sacramento, Memphis, Atlanta, and Orlando. Then you've got Brooklyn on 19, who aren't tanking, are just shithouse. Chicago on 20 wins, who have belatedly gone, all right, so we need to perfectly tank and have like tanked their way perfectly out of a couple of wins on the weekend. We're like, oh, we're pretty close. How about we just randomly lose this? Oh, Jesus. And then after that, you've got the Knicks on 24 wins, and they are 1-9 in their last 10. They had lost 8 straight until they stupidly won a game on the weekend. So they need to like make sure they fucking don't win any games the rest of the season. The Lakers are on 25 wins. They're trying their hardest to win everything because they don't have their pick anyway. So this is fucking great. You've basically got 7 teams jockeying for position, and then you got 2 other teams that don't want to be there and are trying their fucking hardest, and they're going to fail upwards anyway. It's so bad. It's hilarious. That's a great tankathon. All right, let's get to the look at me, look at me, unpopular opinion of the day. Man, fuck John Wall. I just want to say it. Like, come on, man. How is it that Washington is so much better without you, dude? They're like, what is it, 9-3 in their last 12, sans John Wall. They look, just, look, they're up and down at the best of times, but man, when you go out and you're a fucking superstar and your team are just like, eh, you know what, everyone's kind of happy with this. Just saying, you might be the problem. Right there, right there. All right, let's get to the Australian Player Watch. Right after these words from Andrew Bogut. This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia. Yeah, you are. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia. Australian Player Watch, going to whip around all of the Australian NBA players. Big Ben Simmons, Big Dick Ben Simo. Simo had a couple of good games on the weekend. Not quite as special as his smashing of the Bulls last Thursday, but they beat the Magic on Saturday. Big Simo had 17-7-4, and in the loss to the Wiz on Sunday, he had 16-8-8. Has 9 blocks in 5 of his in his last 5 games as well. So out there, just fucking shredding defensively. Loving it. Patty Mills, massive game when the Spurs lost to the Nugs on Friday. He played 33 minutes and 21 points. 4 of 7 from 3, finally got the 3 ball dropping. 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 1 steal. On ya, Patty. That's a fucking game and a half, mate. And then at the win over the Cavs on Sunday, a big win. 35 minutes, started. Put up 11 points on 3 of 9 shooting. 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal. Great weekend for Patty Mills. As mentioned, though, like he's at his best when he knows his role, but suddenly he's just been thrown out there and Pop's just gone, look, hey, man, we need buckets. Patty is all like, hey, coach, you know what I do? Coach is like, what? He's like, I get buckets, coach. All right, Patty, on you. Jingling Joe Ingles, back-to-back 12-point games on the weekend. Blazers on Friday. He has 12-3-2 in their game streak. 11-game winning streak, losing effort, brutal. 2-5 from 3 for the jingling one. And then the Mavs on Saturday, 12 points. 8 assists, though. How's that? Fucking point Joe. I love it. 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Unbelievable. Great defense. 2 of 8 from 3, though. Not great shooting. So, tough one for the jingler when it comes to the old shooting. Just because, look, had been going absolute fucking great guns. And then just drops off a little bit. But, you know what? Doesn't matter. Because the fucking jingler is still number one. Tops in the NBA in three-point percentage at 44.8 for the year. Klay Thompson missed more shots than Jingler did on the weekend, so he drops back. Jingler in number one. Unbelievable. How about Dele? Oh, he's not back yet. That's brutal. Should be back pretty soon, though. The 3 to 4 week timetable is at the 3 week mark, so anytime in the next week or two, expect Dele back. How about Thonsong? Thon McCur. Thon. Win over the Raps on Friday. Had a really good game in Thon. 12 points, 2 rebounds, 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 5 from 3, and then in the loss to the Pelicans on Sunday, not quite as good, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 0 of 2 from downtown. Rough one, I'll tell you. Aaron Baines played his old team on Friday and hurt himself. Oh, bangers! What's going on, mate? So against the Pistons in the Celtics win, he only played 3 minutes, scored 1 point, left after spraining his left elbow. So he also sat out against the Knicks on Saturday, so it appears to just be a strain. They sat him out on Saturday. They weren't entirely sure what he was going to be like or whether or not he'd be available. Turns out they decided to sit him. So that's all right. You know, just saying, Bangers is leading the league in the best individual defensive rating of any current rotation player in the league. So you might need him out there, Celtics. Anyway, Andrew Bogut, still no team, sitting on the couch, fucking around on Twitter, retweeting NBA Australia. What a legend. How about the daily question? Yo, is Dante Exum still hurt? Yes, he is, unfortunately. But look, he's back doing non-contact basketball drills at the moment, which is kind of good. Pretty awesome. And the thing is, no one's entirely sure when. Which is a fucking tough one, I'll tell you that much. So we'll find out soon enough, hopefully. And hopefully he should be back. Well, you know, it just depends on how that shoulder goes with that contact. And the final part, the Australian Player Watch. How's Kyrie doing? Well, he had 18-6-5 over Detroit on Friday. And then in the win over New York in the Mecca, as mentioned, he had 31-9-8. Unreal. So it's Monday. Let's add to it. Andrew Gaze, fundamentally fucking how good was that? Stats, All-Stars, Hall of Fame. We're just going to induct Anthony fucking Davis right now. Are you kidding? Anytime that you can do the first time, like do anything that was the first time it's ever happened in NBA Australia history or NBA history, as it were, you go in. Because you know what? Andrew Gaze wishes he could put up a stat line of 45 points, 17 rebounds, 5 steals, 5 blocks, and 2 assists. That is un-fucking believable. I can't believe that's the first time that's ever happened. And Anthony Davis just did it. We're like, oh, well, that's pretty good. Oh, shit, that's really fucking good. 45 points, 17 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks. I'm beside myself. There you go, Anthony Davis. You made it to the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Awesome All-Stars Hall of Fame for this week. All right, let's get to the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board right after these words.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Street, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, man, we're back. NBA Australia. It's the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Inspiration Board. And look, we actually wrote an NBA Australia Never Forget About Patty Mills on the weekend. It was yesterday's. And he popped up in the Dante Exum one for Saturday as well. And it's like sometimes we do forget how much of a pioneering athlete Patty Mills is as an Australian of Torres Strait Islander background as well as being an indigenous Australian. He is a fucking pioneer. There's no ways around it. So there's footage from the weekend, and this has been posted, and Patty Mills has retweeted it. So the original tweet is, it's actually directed to LeBron, and it's in Cleveland. Patty Mills is taking some free throws, and this person, Zandra Ashley, says, "Am I the only one who heard this guy in the crowd yell, 'Hey, Jamaican dog, they want their bobsledder back'? Hey, Patty Mills, Jamaica just called. They want their bobsledder back." Yeah, not great. So Patty Mills has responded and said, "Thanks, that's Z-Truth. I'm a proud Islander. Like my Jamaican brothers, me and my family in the islands of the Torres Strait have experienced racial slurs for decades. Hope your efforts will enlighten this confused, hateful fan. Hashtag Black History Month." It's a really good fucking point, man. I don't know. Maybe not fucking talking shit about race while you're actually at a fucking basketball game. What are you doing, you dipshits? Come on, man. Whoever said that was a fucking dipshit. That's horrifying. Anyway, on your Patty Mills, that's inspiring. Fucking oath, man. No room for that. I mean, I love Cool Runnings just as much as the next man, but Jesus fucking Christ, dude. That's just dumb. All right, game previews. Game previews. Let's do it, man. There's 10 games tonight, Monday. We got Bulls at Nets. I might go see this one just to check out the young Bulls, see how I'm doing, to see how cheap they get. We'll talk about that in a second. Give me the Bulls in this one, the Nets. The spiral continues. Also, I'm pretty sure in all my years of 5 years of going to Brooklyn Nets games here in NBA, for NBA Australia in New York, the Nets have beaten the Bulls never. They ruined one Christmas, I'll fucking tell you that much. Jesus. So the Nets have lost 8 straight. This will be 9. Lakers at Hawks. Oh, that's also gross. But at least Lonzo Ball can get out there against the German Rondo. Dennis Schröder. And, you know, see how he goes. Test out that knee a little bit more. Give me the Lakers in Atlanta. Unless they all go hit up those Atlanta strip clubs beforehand. Yeah, maybe. Lakers to win that. Grizz at Celtics. The Get Right Grizz versus the Celtics. Just starting to roll again. They won both their games on the weekend. Detroit and New York. So I think the Celtics, you know, they need this one as well. Luckily, it's the Grizz and their shithouse. Warriors at Knicks. Oh, this is why Bulls Nets is cheap. Because everyone wants to go watch the fucking Warriors in New York. Steph, the coward, and the fucking Klay Thompson, man. They're just going to roll through the Mecca tonight. No worries. Once saw Steph put up a triple-double in the Mecca. It's pretty good. They're going to kill him tonight. Pistons at Raps. Oh, Jesus. Wouldn't this be a gross fucking 1-8 playoff matchup? Oh, man. Detroit are not more fun than Miami. So, yeah, not good. Not good. Not cool. Give me the Raps at home against the Pistons. Suns at Pelicans. AD is definitely going to kill the Suns. We all know that. After that fucking weekend. Jesus. Magic at Thunder. Thunder will kill the Magic after their shit weekend, too. It's like the Thunder always have these random games where they get beaten by a good team and then get to play like three shit teams straight after and they get good again then lose to a big good team. It's like it's a fucking roller coaster. Pacers at Mavs. Man, the Mavs are a mess. Victor Oladipo gonna lead the Pacers to a win there. Rockets at Jazz. Oh, this is a great game. Man, just wish the Jazz hadn't lost to the Blazers on the weekend or else we'd have one team on a 12-game winning streak, the Rockets, and one Jazz team on a 13-game winning streak. Instead, they've won 12 of 13. Would have been the first time that would have ever happened as well. God damn it. Still a great matchup. Donovan fucking Mitchell going at James Harden. Hook this to my veins. This might be why I don't go to the Bulls Nets game just so I can stay home and watch the fucking Rockets Jazz, man. And then give me the Rockets, I think, in that. They're just so fucking good. Wolves at Kings. Man, lucky the Wolves get this Sacramento game right now because, as mentioned, they go through the fucking grinder. With their eight games after that being Blazers, Utah, Boston, Golden State, Washington, San Antonio, Houston, and the Clips. That's fucking gross, man. Give me the Wolves in that. Kings aren't going to win another game, maybe. Wolves going to smash them. And you know what? That's 10 games. Awesome. What a fun night. Yeah, I don't know. What do you reckon? Should I go Bulls Nets? I kind of want to see Markkanen in person. I don't know. And Chris Dunn and Zach LaVine. All right, we'll let you know tomorrow. Because that's it for today. Oh, it's been NBA Australia for today. Welcome back. It's fucking fun to do this. Oh, I love it so much. We're back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at NBA Australia. Like us on Facebook. Join in on the fun on the NBA Australia. Never forget, it is daily, every day, remembering all the good shit that Australian basketball has achieved. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. Chuck us a review and rating while you're at it. Come on, help us out. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. They are the best band in Australia right now. Their new single, Stop, is absolutely fucking unreal. Go request it on Triple J and Triple M and fucking Nova. All the other places you can request shit. Go fucking request it on Power FM in Ballarat. I don't give a shit. And an extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa, Fascinator, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. They're awesome. And that's it, man. Stick around for a very special episode of Deli Reviews. That's right. Matty Dellavedova is talking Black Panther. Oh, it's awesome. You're going to fucking love it. All right. And that's it. NBA Australia. We'll catch you tomorrow. Later, Hosen.
Oi, oi, oi. How the fuck are yous? It's old mate Dally over here, just swinging past NBA Australia for my weekly pop culture reviews, eh? So, like, what's fucking cracking? I've just been out here, fucking rehabbing my busted ankle, seeing cartoons, fucking hanging out. And I'll tell ya, it's more fucking hard yakka than me best mate Plugger out there working as a brickie in that fucking hot and dusty Maryborough heat. Still, feeling good. You can watch all my fucking videos on Facey and fucking Twitter. I'll be doing like fucking chin-ups and like doing bouncy shit on a trampoline. It's fucking great. I just wish these mongrels here would let me get out there and fucking play. I'm fucking frothing, mate. But you know what? It's also giving me a bit of time to like fucking hang out and check up and just like see what's going on at the movies and shit. And I finally went and fucking saw that Black Panther, eh? And I gotta fucking tell you, I'm fucking thinking about changing my name to fucking the White Panther. What do you reckon? Matchella Dallachella? What do you reckon? That'd be fucking sick as, because I fucking love this movie, mate. What a fucking movie. Well, I haven't been that fucking excited since I went and saw Wild Wild West as a little deli, all hyped up and red cordy and shit. It was amazing. Like, The fucking fight scenes were radical. That fucking car chase in Korea or wherever was just a fucking burst. The fight in the casino and shit. Just like all this fucking biffo and the fucking sick suit that he puts on and shit. And how's the bit where the fucking car blows up and he's like, oh, pa-cow, runs up on the building and then pa-cow, jumps on the fucking car. It's sick ass, bro. I was fucking frothing. Also, I reckon like I could get one of those holographic cars, eh? That'd be fucking sick. Anyway, like, there's that Michonne chick from Walking Dead being all bald and badass. Like, I reckon I should maybe shave my head and get a skull tat. That'd be sick. And then there's that fucking Andy Serkis golem motherfucker. He's fucking hilarious, being a South African mad dog. But, like, I reckon just the best was, like, fucking Mickey B. Jordan as fucking Killmonger and Chadi Boseman over there as Black Panther. They were just fucking rad dudes. I'm like, fuck, I want to be like these dickheads. Like, their fight scene just about gave me a fucking woody. Like, fucking hell, mate. It was pretty uncomfortable in the fucking cinema, I'll tell ya. But it was awesome. Like, oh, just fucking stoked. Like, the scenes were rad. That M'Baku cap was fucking funny as. And I reckon I got to look into getting those Black Panther sort of shoes where they're like, you just put on the soles and then it wraps around your feet. What do you reckon? Are they the next issue Dally 2s? Maybe I should just fucking move to Wakanda. That's fucking sick. I reckon it's there. It's like in the middle of Africa. I reckon it might be a bit tough for me to play in the NBA, but Wakanda just looks like a fucking sick place to live, bro. So, righto, Black Panther is my favorite movie of the year, easy. So it gets like 20 out of 10 Dally 1s. It's an absolute fucking belter. So make sure you go see it as soon as, mate. You'll fucking love it as much as old mate Dally over here. All right, so that's it for me this week. Dally out. Wakanda forever.